Parashat Bereshit Aliyat Rishon, a comment on Rashi. The first Rashi starts off, first Rashi, the entire Torah, very well known Rashi. He tells us in the name of Rabbi Yitzhak, Amar Rabbi Yitzhak, Lo haya sarich lehatchil ta Torah, ela mehachodesh hazeh lachem. The Torah should have started off, a book of law, with the first mitzvah that was given to the entire Jewish people, which is Rosh Chodesh, the first mitzvah that they were commanded in. Why are we starting off with Bereshit? Why do we start off with the creation story first? And she answers, in order so that we'll have a response to people who have a claim against us and say that we stole Eretz Yisrael, we'll have the ability to answer them up and say, Hashem was the one who created the world, and it's His decision on where the land is going to be acquired. And it was His decision that the Jewish people, Am Yisrael, are going to have Eretz Yisrael. That's what Yashar Be'enav, that's what's right. In God's eyes, it's His decision. He created it, it's His decision who He gives it to. The commentaries ask a lot of different questions on this Rashi, but we'll go with one that's brought out by the Divrei David. The Divrei David is the commentary of the Taz, who's a halachic commentary on the Shulchan Aruch. He asks the following question on this. He says, number one, we've searched all over and we have not found this midrash in the name of Rabbi Yitzhak. We have a Gemara that seems to say this idea, but it's not within the name of Rabbi Yitzhak. It's within the name of Rabbi Yehoshua, number one. And secondly, when you look at Rashi throughout the Torah, his commentary, he doesn't usually attribute a midrash to a certain name. He brings down the midrash. He brings down the understanding. Why is Rashi over here at the first part of his commentary in the entire Torah, quoting a name before he teaches us what he's trying to teach us? And he answers, and he tells us, he found in an old Sefer, Ktav Ehad Yashan Noshan Me'od, where they say that Rashi over here felt that he wanted to honor his father at the start of his commentary. It says that Rashi's father was not a Lamdan Gadol. He was not somebody who was a very wise man in terms of his Torah knowledge. And Rashi wanted to honor him at the beginning of his Sefer. And he started to open up his father in conversation. And he told him, let's read this Pasuk together. Ask me a question on it. And his father answered him. And he said, oh, I have a question. Why does it start off with the story of Bereshit? And then Rashi proceeded to give an answer to his father's question. He added a little bit to it. He took the question of, why did we start off with the start of Bereshit? And he said we could have started elsewhere. So Rashi elaborated on his father's question and he provided an answer to it. And that's what this other rabbi was saying, this Ktav Ehad Yashan Noshan. The Taz doesn't agree with him because he says we see elsewhere in Rashi's commentary on the Gemara in Masechet Avodah Zarah that Rashi quotes his father. So it must have been that his father was a Lamdan Gadol. But he does say it is possible though that Rashi still wanted to honor his father, and he's quoting his father over here, and that's why he's starting off the commentary with Amar Rabbi Yitzhak, in order to attribute something to his father, because in the opinion of the Taz, likewise, we don't find the Midrash here quoted in the name of Rabbi Yitzhak, so Rashi's doing this all in order to give honor to his father. The Haida comments over here, brought down by Rabbi Meir Mazuz, that actually we did find a Yalkut Shimoni quoting this exact idea, that tells us there is a mekor, there is a source for all of this in the name of Rabbi Yitzhak. But he does answer, and he says, Mikol makom yitaken me'od shirashi hizkiret ba'al ha-memra b'shmo b'tehilat ha-Torah kedei lidmoz l'shem aviv, says Rabbi Meir Mazuz over here. Even though we answered up the questions, we do find this in the name of Rabbi Yitzhak, and we know that Rabbi Yitzhak was a Lamdan Gadol, Rashi's father, was a learned person, it does make sense. The one thing we did not answer up is, why is Rashi quoting somebody? Rashi doesn't usually quote any name over here. So Rashi is going out of his way to quote a name in order to give his father a little bit of honor right at the start of the Torah, and that's the way he wanted to start his commentary, by the mitzvah of Kibud Avaim, realizing we come from a tradition, we come from a Kabbalah, ish mipi ish, from father to son, we have a tradition, and that's how we start off our Torah, recognizing we always have to approach things within the box, within the realm of our Mesorah, and that's the message that Rashi was trying to transpose to us, to transmit to us, right at the beginning of the Torah.